for what he has done for us. I have to say, my wife will tell you, I don't really get excited about much. I'm generally this kind of person, you know. My seismograph doesn't work like hers, right? We talked about that yesterday. Do you ever watch a seismograph? Depending on what decibel, you know, sometimes they're like this, and mine's more mellow, generally speaking. But I'll tell you, I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord today. We are excited to, really, yeah. I mean, I could take all day to tell you why I'm blessed and we're blessed to be here. One of which many churches across the nation have either decided not to meet or are told not to meet. Some are told not to sing. Oh, Jesus, thank you that we can sing. Wow. But I just want to say I'm so blessed to be in here. What we're going to share and worship today. Yeah, really. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this flock has remained healthy. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And how when we get into the Word, how God has prepared a way for us all the way back as far as Abraham and even further. We know that goes back to the Garden of Eden where this plan was unveiled. But Abraham really set the stage, because God likes to, not God, God works through the faithfulness of mankind. Did you ever notice that? You study the scripture. God does many things on this earth, but he almost never does it without the cooperation and the conjunction with mankind. We've called to be co-laborers with him. Amen. So even today, in this very service, because you are here to worship God. We are here to worship God. We are bringing the sacrifice of praise. Some people say, I'm a little down. Well, that makes it more of a sacrifice. When we lift our hands and press through, it becomes a sacrifice. A sacrifice is something in the natural you may not want to do or give up. And that's what makes it a sacrifice. Amen? Praise Jesus. I'll tell you what. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Lord, right now, we come into your presence, dear God. I thank you for every person that has joined us in this house. I thank you for all those who will join and are joining online. But God, we just declare your grace, your glory, your presence over this service. And Father, for this team right now, on the stage and in the balcony, the technology team, we pray to God that our hearts and minds would be focused on you, and everybody that's here today would receive the presence of the Most High God. God, I pray especially, and I said, prayed this to you earlier, you'll reveal yourself in some unexpected way today. We are just welcoming your presence today. We love you. We've come to worship you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's worship him. Praise Jesus.
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride for you, every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new. Faithful and true, Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so. Lord Jesus,
So we wait for you, God. Show us, Lord, what prayers to pray as we wait for you, Jesus.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Show us, Lord, what you would have us do. As we wait, Jesus, order our steps, God.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Show us, God, what we would do in our free time when we're not working, Lord. Reach out to who we need to show your love to, God.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Into this next song, it just struck me. I left a career of telling people, commanding they put their hands in the air. Now I'm in a career, or maybe a calling, in a calling to remind you that you have the privilege of raising your hands to God. Amen. And again, in this house, you can raise your hands physically, and if you just want to raise them spiritually, we're good with that. There's no condemnation. But I will say this, Paul talks about raising holy hands to our God. So however God calls you to do it, here we go. We're going to worship. It's the hands to the heavens. Amen. Let's do this.
Light the fire, Lord. Light the fire on the church this morning, God. Across the nation, Jesus. Come like a rushing wind, Lord. Come like the burning flame, God. And have your way, Jesus. Jesus. We surrender, Lord, this morning, God. We surrender whatever we're holding on to, Jesus. We just surrender, Lord, to you right now, Jesus. Within us, God. This morning that you need to surrender.
Is pleading for our hearts right now. He's pleading. He's pleading for a surrender. And Angie is right. There is a theme of surrender this morning. Now, whether you realize it or not, you surrender to something. You either surrender to the will of God or you surrender to something else. Times are not like they used to be. We cannot face where we're at right now like it's going to go away next week or next month. Times are not like they used to be. We're in a different epoch, in a different season. It is not like it used to be, and it never will be. I feel like God is pleading for our hearts. He spoke to me just briefly this week about yielding every area of our life. Every area. Not just when we come to church, we act like believers, and then we go out and act like we're somebody else. That we forget about God, we forget about His Word, we forget about who we are. But everything we do is unto Him, is unto the kingdom. Whether we're washing our car, whether we're working our job, whether we're going to the grocery store, that ever-present mindset of the Holy Spirit is continuously with us. It's continuously in our minds. And every waking moment is surrender to Him, no matter what we're doing, because we live our life unto Him. Amen?
Amen.
God is pleading for the surrender of our hearts to Him fully. There is a purpose. There is a season, there is a time right now for the bride of Christ to rise up. And the word of the Lord, that I heard one phrase this morning, God, what do you want to say? What's on your heart this morning? And immediately came into my spirit, fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But are you positioned to receive it? It's not just something that we can say, oh yes, God is in control. He's in control if you let Him be in control and if you surrender your life to Him.
That's right.
That's the only time. I know that we have been bringing hard truths, but can I tell you, church, it is what it is. We want the name, but we don't want to put on the garments. The garments of righteousness, the garments of praise. And I feel like God's heart is just pulling at us this morning. It says in His Word that He desired to gather Israel like a mother hen gathers her chicks. But it says that Israel wouldn't have it. They rebelled against His Word. They rebelled against His promises. God is calling us to be the people of God. He is calling us to be a people of power.
Amen.
When the day of Pentecost came, and it said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But we can't stop there, because you know why? You know why we receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us? So that we would be witnesses unto Him.
That's right, amen.
That we would be witnesses unto Him. Are you a witness unto Him? Or do we have just a religious argument?
That's good.
Religion will tell you to come in and act good in church and then go out and live your life. Can I tell you, God is calling you now to a life of holiness. It's not too late to start. And if this doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to yourself. The bride of Christ has a mandate to take dominion over the earth, not sit back and hide. This is not a time to hide. This is not a time to hide. I heard testimony of Heidi Baker walking straight into the cholera tent past the witch that was guarding the door, and they got healed. Do you know how contagious cholera is? You get it and then you die from it, period. And she walked right in through the doors of the tent and laid her hands on those sick people. Only you know if you have the faith to do anything that God puts in your heart. You know if you have the faith. I'm telling us this morning, God is desiring us to come to Him. We do not have to fear. He releases the kingdom to us and through us. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost wants to breathe into your heart. He wants to breathe into your heart. He wants 100% of you. 100% of you. No more nonsense. No more play. No more good Christian and then go out and do whatever. God wants all of you. All of you. And if you're not all in, this is a great time, because there's an impartation here this morning for the infilling of the Holy Spirit where you have not yielded. I live this every day. I'm not coming from a place of arriving. I live this every day. God, I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that You search every heart that is here and that is not here. And I pray, God, that You ignite a holy fire in our hearts. God, a passion to pursue You with everything that we have. I bind every spirit of the devil that has come after every one of your hearts and has distracted you with friends, with hobbies that have pulled you away from His presence and drug you on another path to keep you out of what God is doing right now. There is a wave of God that is coming. There is a wave of the Lord that is coming. And it's not going to look like everyone rolling around on the floor and laughing and getting filled with the Holy Spirit. It is a wave of the Holy Spirit that is coming that will not look like what it's looked like before. And we must be positioned to ride the wave, or you'll be consumed by it. But do not fear. Do not fear, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He has something for you to do.
Hallelujah.
He has something for all of you to do to impact your sphere of influence, to impact where you are, because that's what you're made to do. You are amazing. You carry the Holy Spirit in your heart.
Right.
You are the answer. You are the answer. We're going to go back into the song again. And you can't try harder. Don't hear you can't. I got to really try. You just have to surrender. So God, as we go into this next song, God, as we go back into wherever we're going, God, I pray that you establish your righteousness in our hearts, God, as we yield our lives to you. As we say, may not even know how to do this, but God, right now, I want every part of you to be every part of me. I want to walk in unity and oneness with you like never before. God, I want to be in the front lines right now. I want to be in the front lines. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to do what you're asking me to do, God. So as we worship him, receive what you just prayed by faith. That's it. It's that simple. You receive by faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. God, I break off the spirit of unbelief. I break off the spirit of infidelity that I talked about a couple weeks ago. I break the curse of unbelief that has come down upon the children in this region in Jesus' name. And I declare and decree a new season of belief, a new season of miracles, a new season of power upon the church and upon the people of God. In the name of Jesus, let's just worship. Let's press into this morning. Amen. stop pursuing us, God. You never give up. Your word never fails. Your compassions fail not. Your mercies are new every morning, God. I thank you, God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, God. You always have a plan. You always have a way out or a way through. It's a great time to be alive. Can you say that? Can you say it's a great time to be alive? Do you mean it? It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to release Jesus. God, I thank you that you are faithful to perform your word. He who has called us is faithful to perform it. You are faithful to perform every call on each person's life in this house. Each person's life who is listening. You are faithful to perform it. God, I pray for your word today. I pray, God, that the passion and the fire in the pastor's heart never, ever goes out. Ever. It will never go out. The fire in his heart will never stop. God, I pray that your words pierce our hearts today. And I pray that in our minds, we agree with your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank you that you allow things to happen that get our attention. Not everything is fuzzy about you. Not everything is fuzzy warm, even though your love takes on many different
dimensions.
That's what I was thinking. Many different dimensions.
That's right.
Your love can look like what we're seeing right now. It can look like that. These are sides of you that we don't want to see necessarily, but these things are necessary to bring us into maturity. Check it out. It's in the Word. Maturity comes through trial. Maturity comes through faithfulness in the midst of very difficult things. As a matter of fact, that's the only way it comes. The roots grow deep in adversity and trial. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for that. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. I prophesy to our hearts this morning to be open. I pray right now that any offenses are surrendered. Any anger surrendered, regardless of what the source is. Just right now, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you search the hearts in this place. And if Holy Ghost is putting his finger on something in your life, surrender it. Confess it to him right now. In the name of Jesus, just surrender it. Surrender it. You know. You know. You don't have to be told. You know.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Surrender it. That there would be no block to the Word of God going down deep into your heart. I remember one of the most fearful experiences I ever had. It was when the Holy Spirit came into my heart and delivered me of something. I was terrified. But this all came at the same time that I was surrendering something that I held on to, that I was afraid. It was like something embedded deep down in my heart. But when I surrendered and the Holy Spirit came in, the fear of God.
Yes.
The fear of God is so much greater than the fear of anything on this earth. It's something that your flesh just wants to run from, the holiness of God. But we don't have to. It's totally different. When you surrender your heart and the fear of God comes into your heart. Oh God, right now I just release the fear of the Lord over this house and the fear of the Lord over this region. The fear of the Lord over this nation in the name of Jesus. God, we invite you into our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. We just love you, God. We just love you, Lord. Can you just tell him you love him?
Yes, love you, Lord Jesus.
You don't have to be afraid.
Thank you.
God, we thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house. Come and settle in our hearts, God. Take down every barrier that prevents us, God, from hearing and from doing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise Jesus. Thank you. Please be.